Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors, and you can find out more online at andersongriggs.com. Our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Very pleased to have with us the founder, the lady who runs the whole show. She's been doing it for 21 years, Ansley Moss. And her great creation is a thing called Tender Hearts. And we're going to be learning all about that today. They've had some issues here recently. We're going to learn about those as well. But they're getting behind them. So, Ansley, how you doing?
I'm great. Thank you.
So tell everybody a little bit about you.
Sure. Me personally, I'm happily married, 5 grandkids, and between the married children, adult children, I have 10 kids together. So mother-in-law, mom. So good big family, and I love it.
Good for you. So how did this whole thing called Tender Hearts come into being?
So honestly, it's something for a couple of years I had struggled with wanting to do and just not taking that leap of faith to do. I went through a really rough divorce and found myself a single mom with 2 kids. I did have a college education. And when I was working 3 jobs and just trying to make ends meet, I realized that as I applied for food stamps and things like that, I was denied. Like, it was total denial. You can't get food stamps. So for working class citizens, it was a no-go on getting government assistance. So I, through the years, saw other single moms, and they would ask me, how are you doing this? How are you surviving? And so when I was able and more stable on my feet, God just prompted my heart to start a ministry to help other really single moms. That has obviously morphed into many other things, because we also help, you know, men now too. We have our men's division that we've had for 3 years, and the many other aspects of Tender Hearts. But as far as like our foundation, it was due to my personal struggles in my life that I went through that prompted God's calling to start a ministry to help other people.
Funny how the good Lord works, doesn't it?
It is. It truly is. It's a God thing.
I'm sure you're going to have a word with him one day saying, why did you put me through all that? Why didn't you just tell me to do it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So when you started it,
yes,
21 years ago, where were you situated? Where did you start, and how did you start? What were you offering?
Sure. So, you know, we in June of 2004, we formed a board of directors. We're writing for the 501c3 to get approval. And we decided to start a thrift store at that point for income for our shelter programs and our outreach and pantry. So we started the first Tender Hearts open in the city of York in 460 square feet of space. And oddly enough, our current store that's over 16,000 square feet of space is right beside that 460 square foot store in York. And it, after 3 months, we just outgrew it. We were so blessed, and we moved to a larger location that was 900 square feet, and in 3 months, we outgrew that as well. And then we finally moved to a place that was a little over 10,000 square feet, and we were there for about 18 years at that one location. And then we have moved where the York store is now. And in addition to that, you know, through the years of moving that location, our shelters have moved, our transitional housing has moved, our stores have grown to other cities. So we're in the cities of, you know, Clover and Rock Hill, York and Chester, and we're hoping to go to another 5th city soon. So
all right, slow down here. Okay. You're way ahead of me. So you go from 400 feet to 16,000 square feet.
Yes, sir.
Over a period of, what, 20 years? Is that what you're telling
me? Yes, sir.
So the thrift store, Has what? All kinds of clothing and odds and ends?
It has everything from, you know, your basic necessities of clothing to furniture, utensils, houseware items. And the really cool thing about our thrift stores is we have over 200 partners between two counties that are utilizing gift cards for their clients in need. So Tender Hearts isn't just about Tender Hearts. Tender Hearts is about helping the school system. We're about helping the fire department, the police department, as well as our other community partners, and they get gift cards. Last year, we were able to disperse $100,000 in gift cards to our partner agencies for their clients in need. So it's a huge blessing to be able to utilize thrift stores, to help other people, because when a mom takes a kid into a store such as Tender Hearts and they're able to pick out Nike or American Eagle or something name brand and they wear it to school, nobody knows it came from a thrift store, you know? So we're helping those children excel in school, have self-confidence in school, and that's a big deal. And nobody knows it came from a thrift store when they wear it to school.
So if I understand the way your system works, which is pretty interesting, people donate to your thrift stores.
Yes, sir.
And they log in a little book.
That is.
And,
cool.
You know, what's my favorite nonprofit or whatever they put down there. And somehow you put a value on what those donations were.
Yes, absolutely.
And then you give back to that favorite charity.
Yes, sir.
These gift cards.
Yes, sir.
And the gift cards are given to people who come into these charities who are flat on their back and they need some help, and say, here, take this. Go down to Tender Hearts and shop.
Yep. Whether it's a mom who needs a stroller or baby bottles, they're able to go get it at Tender Hearts. And it's, you know, the cool thing about thrift store, anybody can shop there. And, you know, anybody can come and shop. But if that nonprofit agency has given the gift cards, it's free to them. They come in, they swipe their card. It's kind of like a Walmart or Target card. You just swipe it. And it saves dignity because they're getting to purchase their items and they're getting to buy this stuff. It's bagged up and they leave and, you know, they're just like any other shopper, except for they're using the gift card.
You know, if you go into Tender Hearts on a weekend, I mean, you're mobbed.
It's hard to get a parking place.
You have a store here on the 21 bypass. It's hard to get in there.
It is. It truly is. Yep. And the cool thing is you don't know if it's a free person in there getting items or someone who's just, you know, they're down on their luck shopping. Or if there's people who are like, hey, I like a good discount and a good thrift store, so I'm going thrift shopping, you know.
And they pay you like normal people pay you. Right?
That's right. It's people of all walks of life, from those who just can't afford it to those who can, and they just enjoy thrift store shopping.
And it's amazing. The level of donation. I mean, you got five stores, right?
We have four currently.
Okay.
Yes,
four. You got four stores that are loaded up with donations that come from the whole community.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Jeez.
And we are, and technically, we kind of have a little one. We have opened a boutique at the Corner Roost in downtown York. So technically, it's our thing. But we have a lady by the name of Lisa. And Lisa takes all of our broken items that have just been totally, we can't sell them in store. They're trash. They would go into the landfill. And she takes those items home with her. And she redoes the pottery or paints it. She fixes it and puts those items that would have gone to the landfill in the Corner Roost in downtown New York, and 100% of the proceeds come back to Tender Hearts Ministries. So technically we have a little corner store in York, which is kind of like a fifth location, but it's really cool because they're beautiful items that, you know, she's taken trash and turned it into treasures.
So that's just one aspect of what Tender Hearts does.
Yes, sir.
The thrift stores.
Yes, sir.
Now, what are you doing to repair broken lives?
So we have our transitional housing programs, which are for homeless people. And we have transitional one, which is our 9-month shelter program, and transitional two, which is a 24-month program. And in that 9-month program, they're getting all the basics. First of all, they're getting a job. They have to be employed at least 40 hours for us. And if that's a combination of two jobs, then it's a combination of two jobs. If they have to work 40 hours a week, they have to be in counseling. They're also, if they have an addiction issue, they're going to you know, Celebrate Recovery for that, or AA or NA. So we are making sure that we are coming beside them lovingly and saying, hey, we're here to hold you accountable, to make sure you're working and also keeping yourself clean. So we do on-site drug testing and just kind of giving them all the tools in that 9 months so that they have the basics of their life back together. They're also learning how to drive. We get cars donated to us, and the cars are donated to us, we donate them free to our clients so that they have transportation. Because we're in Western New York County. We don't have a bus line there, obviously.
Yeah.
So they're on a bicycle, or we get cars donated to us. So everything they need in that first 9 months is just the basics. The 24-month of transitional housing is where we're teaching them to pay utility bills. We're teaching them to pay their monthly rent. And at the end of the 24 months, they get that $250 a month they paid in as a love gift back. So we give them back $6,000 that they've paid in. So it's pretty good. So the least amount we've ever had anyone leave with has been a little over $15,000. And the most we've had somebody leave with over $100,000 because they got a really good job. So we do have a lot of success stories. Those that completed both our program, which is a 9 month and 24 together, we have 100% success rate that no one has fallen back into homelessness.
Jeez.
So we're sitting at 100% success rate for the combination of the programs.
So on any one day, how many people do you have in your transitional housing, in your shelters?
Sure. Because we are in transition right now of our properties, we've moved from the open floor model to individual homes. So right now we can house about 10 total, and that's maximum adults and kids. But the City of York approved us January a year ago to build 6 additional transitional homes on our 8-acre campus. And we are working with True Homes, and they are bringing a road through. So right now we're dealing with the headache of having to bring a road through. So there'll be 3 houses on each side.
Sure.
And once that's done, True Homes will do the first build free of charge.
They're quite something.
Yes. So we will have more housing coming soon. But everything, the cool thing about it is everything now is on our 8-acre campus. And we had purchased, you know, 2 additional homes off of McLean Street, just so we can bring everything on to that campus. And we are moving away from the Emin Crossroad campus altogether.
So is it fair to say that you have more demand than you have the
ability? Absolutely. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We totally have more demand than we have availability for.
I mean, if you had all the resources in the world.
Yes, sir.
You would need to have transitional housing and shelter housing for, what, 3 times as many people as you got?
At least 3 times. Yes,
at
sir.
Least 3
at
times.
At least 3 times, if not more. So we do have, because we are limited, something that I know a lot of people don't know about. We kicked off this year a program. It's kind of like an outpatient program. We're not medical,
yeah.
But we also started helping people if they are not in our housing program because we don't have the housing available. We're still helping them by coming in. They can come test with us. We do financial classes, parenting classes, whatever that person needs. They can still come to us. We'll hold them accountable, and they can still be on track in their lives, even though they're not in our shelter program. We're still doing the same things that we would do with them.
So how long is the waiting list? If I needed some help from you today?
Yeah, so we could put you in the outpatient program, more or less. And like, yeah. I said, we're not medical, but it's kind of what we call. We could put you in that program, but we do not have availability in the actual shelter.
So I got no
program.
Place to put my head.
Correct. Night. That is correct.
And that's something.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's the problem's everywhere.
It just shows
we have
how
people working on this, and one day we're going to get there and get it resolved. Yeah. It's an uphill battle.
Yes, sir. So we're excited about our 6 houses coming. It's just slow go because of having to have that road in there. We've had to have engineers to build it, and Sean with True Homes has just worked diligently with that. But we did just get the final drawing of the road. So hopefully once it goes through the city, the state, and the county, we'll get that soon. And as soon as that's finished, the houses will be quickly put
up. So where what are your sources of revenue to do all this kind of work?
So our sources of revenue mainly come through our thrift stores and donors.
Wow.
Yes, sir. So our thrift stores are our main source of donations. And then we do have donors that will make love gifts to us, or we write, you know, grants, you know, for other companies that are out there that want to give.
But I mean, when you're talking about six houses, no, one's coming free, but you got to buy the other five.
That is correct.
How are you doing that?
So we're raising funds for that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's $1 million at least.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir. Easy.
Okay.
Easy. So we need people to give. We need you to clean out your closets if that's the only way you can help, or give monetarily.
And you've got some fundraisers coming up that we're going to talk about in a minute. But we're going to take our mid-program break and remind everybody what we do here at Substation 2. We provide fresh subs and salads, and we do it, 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. How we do it is in the white letters, and we want everybody to say that at the count of three. Are you ready, Angela?
Yes, sir.
All right. Are you ready over here, Jay? Okay, here we go. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden.
And let me remind you that Straight Talk is being brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
The food is really good, and it's a great price.
The hot meatball subs with jalapenos.
A good deal for a delicious sandwich.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
At Piedmont Medical Center, we have the expertise to treat the conditions that cause back pain, and we're focused on delivering compassionate care to help you live life pain-free. In fact, Piedmont Medical Center is designated a Blue Distinction Center for Spine Surgery by Blue Cross Blue Shield for our commitment to quality care and comprehensive spine surgery services. And by the way, Piedmont offers robotic spine surgery, an innovative surgical option that assists the spine surgeon and care team throughout the surgery. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
I like the friendly service, and I like that the meat's fresh and the food tastes good. They slice the meat right there in front of you.
Man, it's just utterly delicious.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Angela Moss is with us. She is the founder and CEO of Tender Hearts, which has grown from a little 400-square-foot building to 16,000 square feet in one location, and Lord knows what they are in all the other locations, and they're in the they're into shelters, they're into transitional housing, they're out there giving employment to people. In fact, I asked you just a second ago, what's the budget to operate this enterprise?
Sure. So our budget runs $2.6 million a year, and I know it sounds like a lot, but of that, basically $1 million is salaries, because we are not salaries, but paying people.
Right.
Because we employ, last year, I think our number was around 120 people we had employed last year, and we're going to hire the people who have criminal records and can't get a job anywhere else. We're hiring our homeless people that need employment. Sometimes the police department brings us people, and they're like, hey, nobody else will hire them. Can you give them a shot? And we are hiring these people and putting them to work in our warehouse. In addition to, we have staff at all four locations, and then we have our leadership staff, which run our programs, because all the programs we do have to have a program head. So a lot of that money is paying those 120 plus people that we've employed. So the rest of it's mortgages and, you know, you have overhead. You've got light bills and things like that. So there's a lot of overhead.
So you have four locations and you're looking to do a fifth. Is that right?
Yeah, a fifth store. Yes, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The one I'm familiar with is Tender Hearts right over here on the 21 bypass.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty large building.
It is very large. Yep, 11,500 square feet.
See, she knows all the stuff right up there. And the other locations are?
So the other locations, 511 BC Moore Drive, which is in Chester, and it is actually the largest location. It's over 17,000 square feet, and it's located in the Old Goodies down there. If you're familiar with Chester and know where the Old Goodies were in that spot, so it's the largest one. Our smallest location is Clover, and it's 5,600 square feet. And that's 130 Main Street there in Clover beside Piggly Wiggly. Everybody knows the pig. And then the York location is right at the end of Roosevelt where the police department is. It's off of 17 East Madison Street. So they're all in easy locations to get to. But our main warehouse donation, offices, transitional housing, everything, the gardens, our mobile food pantry for senior citizens, everything like that is housed at the 145 Blackburn Street, which is our large 8-acre campus.
Okay. So, with all this being said, you've been going through a rather traumatic experience.
Yes,
brought on by, what, Mother Nature?
Mother Nature, yes. So, May 3rd of this year, we were preparing for a volunteer appreciation banquet, and we received a code red alert, and for 8 minutes, it rained more than I think I've ever seen, just sheets of rain, and it infiltrated our gutter system. So the gutters came in over into the building, and it was like a waterfall. So we are running from room to room looking, taking videos of this disaster. It ended up, we lost 9 offices. It came down both of our hallways, and we were standing in inches of rain, and it was just mind-blowing. I've never been through a devastation like that, but in 8 minutes, we lost 9 offices, and just desks were ruined, electronics were ruined. It was just amazing. So obviously, we called the insurance company, and I have a great insurance agent who, you know, was looking into everything. And we found out a couple of weeks later that the state of South Carolina does not cover gutters, so that you can't get insurance for gutter coverage. So due to the fact it was gutters that just poured it in, even though they were cleaned out, it didn't matter. It had to come out of pocket. So the ministry lost 9 offices and everything in them, and here we are paying out of pocket for this.
So, well, how big is the tab to repair the building?
So, our estimated is between $40,000 to $60,000. We're still not finished paying for everything, so I can't give you an accurate number on that. The estimated was $40,000 to $60,000, and we have had several gracious people to do some fundraisers for us, you know, to try to raise some funds, and we're extremely appreciative for those people. But we are incurring all those costs ourselves.
So your insurance is through some kind of a state insurance program?
No. We have insurance with a insurance agent, a normal, we have $1.9 million in coverage in case anything bad happens, but the whole state of South Carolina, like, you can't get gutter coverage.
Never heard of such a thing.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter if it's home or if it's commercial.
You need to change insurance companies. And you might want to change. I don't know who the agent is, but might want to.
The agent's great. The agent's great. He has actually been there, and he has been fighting for us to you know, try to turn this around. But they've just come back and said, we're not going to cover it. So it's all been out of pocket.
So are you I think what you may be telling me politely is that the agent had no idea that this hole was in the policy.
Right. Correct.
So the agent, who is in the insurance business, doesn't he have errors and omissions coverage on himself to help you out?
I don't know that. So
you might want to ask him that. Seriously.
We can ask. We can definitely ask, because
most businesses like that carry errors and omissions coverage, just in case a mistake is made.
Yeah.
And obviously a mistake's been made here. Woo! Wow.
It's been a costly one, but we've the insurance agent has been there and has come multiple times and even made personal donations.
So. Good. Well, keep making them.
Yeah.
All right. So when's this going to be rebuilt? By when?
So our projected goal that we've already set is August the 12th. Our construction company that we're working with has guaranteed we will be able to reopen August the 12th at 9 a.m. The local chamber is going to come out, do a grand reopening, ribbon cutting. And we really want to use this time to let the public come out, see Tender Hearts, ask questions about Tender Hearts, and, you know, walk through yourselves and see what we're doing creating jobs. See where they're working in the warehouse. See our transitional housings, to see the gardens that we're growing fresh fruits and veggies for senior citizens. And, you know, just see our 8-acre campus and what it is doing to change lives. And just how we are giving back to our community. I think I could sit here all day long and share stories and talk about the ministry, but when you come onto the campus and you see it in action, yeah, it changes your thought pattern. It changes because you're seeing it in action.
That's great. Good for you. So this is kind of a grand reopening.
Yes, sir.
This is your admin building, that we call this, on your 8-acre campus.
Yes, sir. Right. Correct.
And the address of that again is?
It's 145 Blackburn Street in York.
Blackburn Street. Okay. Jeez. What a story. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Yeah, it's had its challenges. We have all claimed Romans 8:28, knowing God's working it for our good. And my staff's just really had a great attitude in the midst of chaos. They're working out of closets, and I legitimately mean they're working out of closets during this time, because we had to shut everything down and go down to the bare bones as far as the studs in the office.
Oh,
all
sure.
The sheetrock had to be taken out.
Once water gets in there,
yes,
you're right.
Yeah, and so it was down to bare bones. So all the staff had to be moved to various places.
You're probably lucky that you got off for $40,000 to $60,000.
Agreed. Totally agree with
you on
that.
Cost of everything today?
Okay. Yes.
So now you have another event. That one is on August the 12th.
22nd. The 12th is the grand reopening.
August 12th.
That's the grand reopening.
That's what I'm talking about. All right.
Yes, the grand reopening is August 12th at 9 a.m.
Then we have another one.
And then the other one is August 22nd at 6 p.m. And it's our fundraiser. We are working. The City of York has given us grant funding to host a murder mystery dinner. And it's going to be a fundraiser for the City of York in conjunction with Summerfest. So if you love Summerfest, this will be the air-conditioned part of Summerfest. And it's going to be held at our Empowerment Hall, which is Tender Hearts Event Center. That was not damaged by the storm. And it is going to be so much fun. The Charlotte Theater Company is going to be doing all the acting. And it's going to be themed cruise ship, since it's summertime. And all the actors and actresses are practicing in our area, and it's just going to be a fun night. A dinner is included, Rainy Wright, Just Right Catering, which everybody knows. She's actually the caterer for this event, and it's a fundraiser, so the funds will go back into our program to help cover costs that we've lost. So we only have seating for 150, so
get your tickets now.
Get your tickets now, all and right. They can go to our Tender Hearts Facebook. On the Facebook page has a link where you can just click to get the tickets.
Angela, you've done a great job. Thanks for being here to share the story, and bless you for what you've done with Tender Hearts. It's amazing.
Thank you.
It's an amazing
much.
Story.
Thank you for having us.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Group of Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors, online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, fresh subs and salads 6 days a week, right here at Substation 2, between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. How we do it is emblazoned in this Rednecks cue card in the white letters. Charlie, wake up over there. We want you to participate. At the count of three, one, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
All right, have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.